Thank you, Mr. Chair. As this is the first time I'm taking the floor, I would like to praise your leadership in guiding this group towards hopefully consensual solutions in future meetings. With your permission, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make some general remarks that I wasn't able to make yesterday before perhaps dealing with specific topics. Italy is keen to renew its active commitment on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems and appreciates the substantive exchanges this group had in 2022, in as much as they have advanced our common understanding on key issues. We affirm the need to further enrich the debate and build substance towards a normative and operational framework on these weapons. In our assessment, and in order to make the most out of this year's session, it is crucial to capitalize on a few wide areas of convergence, namely characterizations of autonomous weapons, laws, critical aspects from a legal, security, and a humanitarian perspective, adherence to international humanitarian law as a criterion to assess the lawful development and employment of autonomous weapons. We are in favor of developing emerging technologies and artificial intelligence for the common good and for peace. We recognize the legitimate aspirations of developing states to benefit from peaceful uses of technological innovations, and in parallel we stress the importance not to jeopardize strategic stability, as well as the comprehensive disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. We deem it crucial to maintain reliability and verification of autonomous weapons systems throughout their entire life cycle, while ensuring that responsibility is never transferred to machines and always lies with the operator and the state. We remain convinced that the two-tier approach provides a valuable, inclusive, and balanced framework. We believe that this approach seems to be gaining traction and credibility among the membership, and it could provide a good basis for a consensual outcome. We welcome initiatives on the promotion of international cooperation on the responsible use of artificial intelligence. We consider this a good starting point to develop our debate ahead of future GGE meetings, especially in as much as it extends the notion of responsible use to the whole life cycle of weapon systems equipped with artificial intelligence. We also take a positive note of recent events such as the RE-AIM conference that took place in The Hague in mid-February, whose main outcome was to shed light on the need for a holistic and integrated approach in dealing with military applications of artificial intelligence. Looking ahead, interoperability among national weapons systems and the effectiveness of their communication architecture is likely to become a major competitive challenge. I thank you, Mr. Chair.